SolarFar NA2, an improved SolarFar side active region detection method, by E.G. Brook et al. Context. Activity on the far side of the sun is routinely studied through the analysis of the seismic oscillations detected on the near side using helioseismic techniques such as phase shift sensitive holography. Recently, the neural network FARNA was developed to improve these detections. Aims. We aim to create a new machine learning tool, FARNA 2, which further increases the scope of FARNA, and to evaluate its performance in comparison to FARNA and the standard helioseismic method for detecting far side activity. Methods. We developed FARNA 2, a neural network that retains some of the general characteristics of FARNA but improves the detections in general, as well as the temporal coherence among successive predictions. The main novelties are the implementation of attention and convolutional long short-term memory, CONVA-LSTM, modules. A cross-validation approach, training the network 37 times with a different validation set for each run, was employed to leverage the limited amount of data available. We evaluate the performance of FARNA 2 using 3 years of extreme ultraviolet observations of the far side of the sun acquired with the Solar Terrestrial Relations Observatory, STEREO, as a proxy of activity. The results from FARNA 2 were compared with those obtained from FARNA in the standard helioseismic method using the DICE coefficient as a metric. Results. FARNA 2 achieves a DICE coefficient that improves that of FARNA by over 0.2 points for every output position on the sequences from the evaluation dates. Its improvement over FARNA is higher than that of FARNA over the standard method. Conclusions. The new network is a very promising tool for improving the detection of activity on the far side of the sun given by pure helioseismic techniques. Space weather forecasts can potentially benefit from the higher sensitivity provided by this novel method. This was FARNA 2, an improved solar far side active region detection method, by E.G. Brook et al.